Celebrating Mother's Day, get y'all with some word. Amen. And in Genesis 3, amen, hallelujah, we're going to read probably verses 1 through 6, and we'll move around chapters 3 and 4. But the Bible says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, had made. And he said unto the woman, had Elohim said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest what? Lest you die. Amen. In verse 4, the Bible says, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat as well. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word, and pray a blessing over it, God, as we study, amen, Eve. The mother of all humanity, Lord God, we pray that you would give us revelation and understanding. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. So saints, amen. So this Mother's Day, y'all know I'm following the Spirit. Some days, amen, I'm going to give a word specific to holidays, and other times I'm not, amen. Hallelujah, we just got to follow God. And so, amen, I was in the midst of studying Barnabas, amen, and God whispered to me, Eve, amen. And I heard it clear as day, and so that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Eve, amen. And for those that don't know, Eve is really not, amen, her original name, amen. She had a name before Eve, amen. And her first name was Isha. Somebody say Isha. Amen, amen. That's the name that she was originally given, amen. And that name means woman, amen. It was not until after the fall, amen, that her name was changed to Eve, amen. Eve kind of gets a bad rap, y'all, as we talk about mankind because of her role in the garden, amen. But if we look closely at Eve's life, amen, we can understand where she's coming from, amen. And truth be told, amen, any of us in this room placed in the exact situation Eve was in might not have came out with a different result. Anybody hear me up in here? All right. So it's easy to sit on the sidelines, watch from the stands, amen, and act like you could do a better job. But if you was in that garden yourself, amen, would the result be any different? Amen. And probably the answer would be, of course not. Amen. So we'll have 3 points this morning as we talk about Eve. We're going to look at Eve's temptation. Amen. We're going to talk about Eve's trials. And we're going to also look at Eve's triumph. Amen. See, because in life it's not how you start, but it's how you finish that count. Amen. And this first mama, amen, she might not have started off too well, but she finished well. Amen. So let's look at our first point, amen, Eve's temptation, amen. So to give you a little background about Eve, remember that Eve was the first woman ever created, all right? The first woman ever created, all right? She was created out of Adam's rib, okay? Adam was created, amen, from the dust, and Eve was created from Adam, all right? All right? Adam was created from the dust, and Eve was created from Adam, all right? Which is a big difference, amen? She was created from him, amen? He was the first prototype, amen? And she was, as though it were, created off of his rib, amen? All right? We need to understand that being the first woman, Eve had no father and no mother. Are you understanding what I'm saying? All right. Eve did not have, hallelujah, a mama to look up to. Okay. She didn't have a mama to look up to. She didn't have anyone to learn from how to be a wife, how to be a mother. Amen. It's easy When you have somebody to learn from, huh? When you have a good role model, huh? But when you ain't got a good role model, how can somebody blame you when you try something and you don't do it right the first time? Anybody hear me up in here? Okay? All right? Ooh, somebody crying. Amen. Somebody get that baby mama. On Mother's Day, amen? All right? All right? Not only did Eve not have a mama, amen, to look up to, there was no extended family to understand any marriage dynamics, amen? Eve didn't have friends. She didn't have cousins, aunts, amen, that could help her out. As she walked through this thing of being married to Adam, amen, she didn't have that. No peers, no friends to holler at, no role models, no mentors, amen? No older women in the church she can call up and say, listen, we're having this problem. Amen. There was nobody for Eve. Amen. All right? Keeping all this in mind, as we look at Genesis 3:1, Eve was not only alone from a motherly, wifely perspective. Amen. She was also being tempted by the best. Anybody hear me up in here? In Genesis 3:1, the Bible says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had created. What you saying, Pastor? Well, it was Satan himself tempting Eve. All right? The women of God in here, the men of God in here, let me tell you, 9 times out of 10, it's not the devil himself that's coming after you. All right? It's one of his rogue angels. Is one of the lower devils on the lower totem pole. Who she ran into in that garden was Lucifer. Amen. The anointed cherub. Amen. The one who was created stronger than every other angel in heaven. Amen. Created better than all of mankind because man was made a little lower than the angels. So she contacted, amen, a being that was higher than her, more subtle than her, more intellectually astute than her, and that's who was tempting her. Amen? Hallelujah. So we want to blame Eve, but Eve didn't have any role models. We want to blame Eve, but hallelujah, she had Lucifer tempting her. And guess what? She ain't had no Bible to talk about Lucifer and give her what she needed to know, amen, hallelujah, to wrestle against him. Anybody hear me up in here? All right? All right? So, hallelujah, Eve did wrong. Amen. She did wrong. I'm not trying to take nothing from her. She did do wrong. But understanding where somebody coming from helps you have compassion and mercy when you deal with them. Anybody hear me up in here? All right? Knowing somebody's struggle, you come at them a little bit differently. Amen. Knowing where they start from in the race make you judge the end of the race a little bit different. Amen? You see, we watch somebody stumble across the finish line, but we don't know that these people, other people who we saying we wish they was our mama, we wish that this was my parent, we don't know the head start they had in life. We don't know the handicap that mama, oh, y'all ain't hearing me up in here. All right? So Eve did wrong. Yeah, she did wrong. Amen. But she started off in the negative. And so let's talk about the wrong that she did. Amen. So three things Eve did wrong. She focused on the one thing she couldn't have. All right. She was focused on the one thing she couldn't have. Secondly, she forgot about all that God had blessed her with. And this is just the essence of temptation, irrespective of your man or woman. The devil wants you to focus on what you don't have and take your eyes off of the blessings that he already gave you, that God already gave you, all right? That's the essence of temptation. And 9 times out of 10, amen, when you're taking your eyes off the kindred you have, amen, hallelujah, and you're looking at the cesspool, amen, at the ditch water, amen, instead of going to the kindred, you're going to the ditch water because you've taken your eyes off of what God done blessed you with. Come on, give God some glory, amen? So she was focused on the one thing she couldn't have. She forgot about all that God blessed her with. And what did she do? She failed to consult her husband. Amen. She failed to consult her husband. Amen. And that's what Eve did wrong. Amen. She didn't talk to Adam about it. Now, truth of the matter is, amen, that knucklehead probably was sitting right there on the side of her. And he had a bunch of failures too, but we could talk about that on Father's Day. Amen. Amen. If God give us liberty. But what she failed to do, she didn't talk to her husband. Amen. And let me tell you one thing, woman of God. Amen. That's one thing that the women of God do so much in the status quo in the modern world that we live in. You go out and you walk out. You go out and you execute a plan and you didn't get your husband's opinion on what you should do. Amen. And when you don't do that and you fail miserably, amen, hallelujah, there's a reason why you failed, amen, because you didn't consult the counselor who God put living with you, who's anointed to be head of the home, who anointed to give you wise counsel. But pastor, amen, he don't give me wisdom anytime. That's all right. That's all right. You still got to give God a try. Amen. You still got to give God a try. God can speak through a mule. He can speak through your husband. Amen. You still got to run it by him. Amen. And woman of God, don't run it by him. Amen. Engineering his response. You like this, huh, baby? Huh, baby? You like this, huh? We should go this way, huh, baby? And when that boy even moving his head like this, you grab his head. Yes? Yes, baby, we should go this way. Don't engineer his response. Amen? Don't engineer his response. Don't threaten him with emotional abuse before he responds. Don't threaten him, amen, with a labor strike. No cooking, no cleaning, no sugar, no honey. Don't threaten him with... Amen. Why? Because you're not going to really get his counsel. You're not going to really get his counsel. You've engineered an answer. Amen. All right. You got to go to him and consult with him and really ask him his opinion in the Lord. Amen. Oh, y'all don't want to hear that this morning, huh? She failed to consult her husband. She failed to consult her husband. And you have no idea, amen, how many young couples I see make terrible decisions. And I ask First Lady, I say, you think she talked with such and such about this? First Lady tell me, oh, no. She running that household. I say, First Lady, you think she talked to such and such? Oh, she might have talked to him, but she told him what to think. Listen to me. You got men of God sitting on the side of you, sleeping on the side of you, that's anointed to lead you. Ooh! That's anointed to lead you. You don't think if she would have asked Adam, Adam would have known better? Listen to me. Watch this, ladies. Satan didn't attack Adam. He attacked Eve. He didn't attack Adam, he attacked Eve. You see, if the devil can get you out of your anointing, he can be successful. He's not going to attack you where you're anointing at. Because where you're anointed, you see, the anointing destroys the yoke. Anybody hear me up in here? So what he tries to do is get you out of your anointing. He tries to get you to make decisions that you are not anointed to make. So he didn't want to come to the husband because the husband is what? He's anointed. He's chosen to make these decisions. All right? Might be a nincompoop in any other area. Might not know the time of day. Might gain chew gum and walk at the same time. That's not his anointing. But where he's anointed at, oh, y'all not hearing me up in here. But where he's anointed at, amen, is leading the home and making good decisions for the family. I meet many women. I'm going on a tangent now. They judge their husband by how he acts in areas that he's not anointed in. And they judge him based on that and say, well, he must not know anything. All right? I watch it happen to me even at my work. Amen. At Wrong Title. You see? Some people, they look at pastor, they say, pastor don't know dates. He don't know times. He can't, you know, if you tell him next week, he's going to forget it by the end of the day. Amen. Listen, that's not my anointing. Are you with me, Isofa? That's why I hired you. That's not my anointing. I don't fill my brain with dates and times. Those folders are for scriptures. Anybody hear me up in here? For lessons. For vision. For entrepreneurial ideas. Amen. That's what those folders are for. Not for dates and times. That's not important to me. All right? That's not my anointing. All right? But people judge you, especially the women of God, you judge your husband in areas that he's not anointed in. And you take that judgment and you smear that over everything in life. Well, he can't lead me. He can't remember when my birthday is. What that got to do about anything? He can't lead me. He didn't even remember Mother's Day this morning. What that got to do about anything? He can't lead me. He don't know how to cut grass. He don't know how to wash a car. What does that have to do about anything? Oh, y'all ain't ready for this. Don't mix it up now. Don't mix it up now. Ooh, don't mix it up now. All right? She didn't consult with Adam. And she should have. All right? If she would have, amen, I guarantee you, Adam's anointing would have showed up. Adam would have woke up for whatever he was doing, watching the NBA final, whatever Adam was doing. And Adam would have looked at Satan and said, get thee behind me, devil. All right? I might not know how to do laundry, but I know how to deal with you. It is written. You know what I'm saying? Come on, look to your neighbor and say, well, I can't say that because some of y'all men up in here. If your neighbor or lady, look at her and say, consult your husband. Did that work out all right? All right. All right. All right. So that's what Eve did wrong. All right, that's what Eve did wrong. All right. You say, pastor, what if I'm single? What if I don't have a husband? Amen. How do you consult your father? That's your covering. Consult your father. He's going to be anointed to father you. Pastor, what if my father is gone? Amen. Then you got to look to your spiritual fathers. Amen. You got to look to somebody that's a spiritual father. Amen. And that might be your pastor. That might be an uncle. Amen. That might, amen, be a grandfather. Amen. You got to, there's headship somewhere around you. Amen, that you could take advantage of. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Somebody say, cover me. All right, let's keep going. So Eve, she did some things wrong, and I'm not trying to say she didn't do some things wrong. Amen. But she had an uphill battle to face, y'all. Amen. I bring this up because just like the first mom, amen, some of our moms might not be perfect. Amen. And we get into a situation where we begin to judge our mamas roughly, hardly, and without justice, without mercy, without any compassion of what they've been through. Amen. We don't look at, amen, their past and how they started. Amen. We just judge them for where they at right now. Amen. Anybody hear me up in here? We look at our mom and we see, amen, a drug pass, an alcohol pass, a club pass. We look at our mamas and we see that she might say the wrong thing sometimes and do the wrong thing. You say sometimes, Pat. You say all the time. Amen. Mom might have a temper. Amen. She might have laid her hands on you, not just to pray either, but a little bit of abuse went on there. Amen. Amen. Mama didn't give you just bologna sandwiches. Sometimes she gave you knuckle sandwiches sometimes. Amen. And so mama wasn't always right is what I'm saying. Amen. But on this Mother's Day, try not to be so hard on mama. Amen. Amen. Try not to be so hard on mama. Consider where she came from. Consider, like Eve, who she had to learn from. Did she have a good role model? Consider who she had to look up to. Amen. Maybe mama didn't have a mama herself. Maybe mama's mama wasn't all wrapped too tight. Amen. See, a lot of times we complain about our mamas. Amen. Instead of praising God for them. Woo, anybody hear me up in here? You see, because I want to tell you, let me tell you something. Your mama could be worse. Your mama could have been worse. All right? Pastor, why are you telling us that? Show her a little grace this Mother's Day. Show her a little grace this Mother's Day. All right? Why? Because God showed you some grace. Come on, give God some glory. Amen? Pastor, I'm mad at her. I understand that. All right? All right? But Proverbs 15:20 says something interesting about our mamas. Amen? Say something very interesting. The Bible says, amen, a wise son make it a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Do you despise your mama this morning? Because the Bible said that's a sign of a fool. Pastor, you don't know what she did me. I understand, but you don't know what you did God. And he still forgave you. He still overlooked your faults. He still loved you. Amen. And so what I'm saying is that you would love them. Amen. Saints, we get in a bind as believers, amen, because, amen, we walking in Christ and some of our family members might not even be saved, amen, might have mamas that's not saved in here, amen. But just because your mama might not be all she need to be in the spirit, she's still your mama, amen, and you can't despise her, amen, and you should love her, amen. There's a bunch of people in their rooms wish this Mother's Day that they still had a chance to love on their mama. Anybody hear me up in here? Come on, Tyrone, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. There's some people, amen, that say, listen, I wish she could nag me like she used to nag me. I wish she could punch me like she used to punch me. I wish she could ask to borrow money like she used to borrow money from me. I wish that, you know what I'm saying. Enjoy her. While you have her. All right? Enjoy. Look, her idiosyncrasies and her, with her crazy self. Enjoy her while you have her. Amen? Love her. And we had a great conversation in the barbershop just this week. Amen. You see, sometimes, amen, they don't care how much you know. They just want to know that you care. Amen? And you got to get off that tip of going around just quoting scripture to your family. Sometimes you just got to be there. All right? You just got to be there. You just got to show up. You just got to love on them. Amen? But Pastor, they crazy. I understand. You crazy too. Your children going to say the same thing about you. But you're going to still expect them to love you. All right? Because you're crazy, yeah. I'm telling you. Show them some grace. All right? Same way with Eve. You don't understand who was tempting Eve in that garden. And you don't understand the temptation your mama had to deal with. All right? You judge her based upon her mistakes, but you ain't walked the road she walked. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lucifer was in that garden with Eve. You don't know what type of generational bondage she had to deal with. You don't know the cross she had to carry. That's why the Bible says in Galatians 6, amen, if we see a brother overtaken in the fault, amen, that we should approach a man and deal with them. Amen. You which are spiritual, restore such a one. How do we deal with them? In a spirit of meekness. Meekness, strength under control. We don't come that judgmental, acting better than, amen. Because listen, the Bible says, come that with a spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be what? Be tempted. And what God will do is, God will say, oh, you think you better than them? Well, let me put you through what she went through. Let me put you through what she went through. Let me show you what she had to go through. Let me show you, amen, hallelujah, how she was abused when she was young. Let me show you what she saw when she was young. Let me show you, amen, hallelujah, what neighborhood she grew up in, and what time she grew up in. Let me show you, amen, what school she went to, amen. Let me show you how her husband treated her. Let me show you how he wasn't there and how he went around town and did this and did that. Let me show you all of that before you judge her. Because if you went through what she went through, amen, you couldn't do any better. That's why the Bible says consider and deal with them with meekness. All right? All right? All right? Let's look at our second point, Eve's trials. Amen. Let's look at her trials. Y'all still up out there? Just giving you a little word for Mother's Day. Amen. Saying you go see your mama with a different heart today, amen? A heart of love, amen? Somebody might get a mama a call and just, you know, sometimes you could relationship them into Christ, yeah. You could love them in, man. All right? And I'm not saying that stay there till they bring you back to your old you. Right before you flash out, leave. But you're strong enough to go now. I know you had to pull away in the beginning, but you're strong enough to go now. You're strong enough to go now. You're strong enough to deal with them now. All right? Not too long, but you're strong enough now. All right? Okay? Right before you begin to speak in tongues. I'm not talking about the spiritual tongues either. You have you cursing again and stuff. You say, well, it's time to go, y'all. Right? It's important to be around your family for a witness. But when they start drinking that liquid courage, sipping that mortar oil, it's time to go, baby. Time to go. All right? Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you're strong enough. Go back and love them. See, some of them don't understand our pull away when we first come to Christ. And they get mad at us, man. They get mad. They don't understand. And you pulling away, not because you hate them, but you need to get away with God for a second. All right? So he can clean you up and get you right. Amen? But I submit to you, after you're strong enough, go back and get them. All right? Go back and get them. Look on the airplane, they tell you, they say, listen, in case of an emergency, put your mask on first. All right? And that's what you did. You got with God. You got saved. You got sanctified. You got the word in you. And after you put your mask on first, then what? Turn around and put your mask on your loved one. All right? Second point, Eve's trials. All right? So after the fall, amen, Eve, amen, and Adam, amen, went through some trials and some tribulations, yo. Amen. They were kicked out of the garden. Amen. They sent them out of there, yo. God sent them out of there, put a flaming sword, a cherubim, amen, and told them, get out. Amen. He blessed them with coats of skins. He showed them mercy, but he did kick them out. Amen. Eve would have to bring forth children in sorrow and in pain. Amen. And to this very day, even this morning, some woman of God is going through some birth pains this morning because of Eve's original transgression. All right? Death became a reality for our first parents. Hallelujah. God told Adam, from dust thou art formed, to dust thou shalt return. Amen. Adam had to work, amen, and earn his bread, amen. The earth wouldn't just grow like in the garden and just produce fruit, amen, naturally. No, Adam had to earn his way through by the what? By the sweat of his brow. Everything changed. Trouble. Trouble came into the world. Amen. They had a few little joyous spots. Adam and Eve would have children. Two sons, one by the name of Cain, another by the name of what? Abel. Look at chapter 4, verse 1. And the man knew Eve, his wife, And she conceived and bare Cain and said, I've gotten a man, hallelujah, a man child. Amen. From the Lord. Amen. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a herder of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. But jealousy broke out, y'all, between the brothers. We're talking about Eve's trials and tribulations. Jealousy broke out. And Cain was so jealous of his brother Abel that he murdered his own brother. Huh? And some people, hallelujah, they ask and they say, Pastor, what does this have to do with Mother's Day and with Eve? Well, as a mama, amen, your mother had to go through not only temptation, but as a mother, you go through trials and tribulation as well. Anybody hear me up in here? You say, Pastor, what did Eve go through? Well, she lost everything when they was kicked out of the garden. The two sons she had, guess what? She lost both of them. Lost one to murder and lost the other one to punishment and exile. Amen. We got some mamas in here, amen. Know what I'm talking about. Amen. On this Mother's Day, it's a little bittersweet for you because you done lost children before. I'm going to tell you that Eve know what you're going through right now. All right? I'm going to tell you that, amen. You might be sad, amen, but there's a friend that sits closer than a brother this morning, and that God loves you, and he's going to walk with you through it, amen. That you could look at Eve as your example this morning, amen. That you can go through tough times and trials and tribulation, but keep your head up and keep on walking because God's going to get you through it, amen. Somebody say, trouble don't last always. Yeah, man, Eve lost a son, man. Lost a son. It ain't nothing like losing a son quickly like that. Abel was fine. And all of a sudden, he was taken away, y'all. Killed. Okay? There's some mamas that go through this. Huh? Might even be your mama went through it. And here you are, you don't understand it. And you telling mama, mama, I know what you're going through. No, you don't know what mama going through. You lost a brother. She lost a son. Anybody hear me up in here? And listen to me. It's two different things. You had to lose a brother and to lose a son. To lose a sister or to lose a daughter. It's unnatural for a parent to bury a child, y'all. People lose brothers and sisters every day. Listen. But it's unnatural for a mama to bury a child. Listen. When a parent loses a child, they're never the same again. Anybody hear me up in here? And you got to be able to walk with mama through this and not lose, amen, patience with mama, amen, as she grieved through this process. Well, that was one of her sons. Well, what happened to her other son? Well, Cain was banished. Cain was banished. Look at Genesis 4:12. The Bible says, when thou, let's see, not 4:12, let's see. Hallelujah. Where it is. Hallelujah. Yeah. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A wanderer shalt thou be in the earth. All right? And so what God did to Cain, God exiled Cain. He sent Cain away. Amen? Well, what does that mean? Amen? Y'all don't worry about what's going on outside. We got people for that. Amen? We got people for that. Hallelujah. I remember when we first got security, y'all. People talk about me up and down. They left church because of our security, John. But as they watching all these things happen in the synagogues and everything, they figure out that their pastor is a visionary. They figured out that pastor prepared Philadelphia before trouble even came. Anybody hear me up in here? Yeah. But they still talk about me, don't you? They say, man, why he bought that land and we still doing the school? That's what they say. They say, you don't understand visionary future preparation. You don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Can you understand I'm a little bit ahead of you? You were talking about security, but look, look, you're safe in here. Look, happy up in here. Yeah, let them handle that. Get them, Cardell. Get them, Cardell. Get them. Go get them, Mike. They're happy up in here now. Talk about me up and down. Look at your neighbor. Come on, tell your neighbor. He might be a little bit ahead of you. Trust me now. Trust me now. Come on now. We might be a little bit ahead of you. Look at our lives. Come on, we might be a little bit ahead of you now. Trust me now. Okay, where we were? Huh? The second son, pretty. She's so pretty. Happy Mother's Day, pretty. So Cain. Okay, Cain. So Cain was exiled, y'all. He was kicked out. He was made a wanderer, all right? Kicked out of the regular population. What does that make me think about? That make me think about, hallelujah, when your son commit a crime, he get locked up, removed from the regular population. So not only do we have some mamas who done lost children because of accident and death, but we got some mamas that have some children locked up this morning. That's what happened to Eve. Eve know what you're dealing with. She lost one to death and the other one was taken away from her to where she could never see him again. We got some mamas with some sons behind bars this morning. All right? And nobody know how you feel, mama. And they want you to stop crying. They want you to forget. But that child came from your womb. You understand what I'm saying? This Mother's Day, God understands what you're going through. The first mother, Eve, understands what you're going through. Amen. And the hope is, though you might have lost a son to death and you might have lost a son to being locked up, you can still serve God, hallelujah, and joy is going to eventually come in the morning time. Come on, give God some glory. It ain't over. Till God says, it's over. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As I look at Cain, I also see a lost son. Amen. We got some mamas with some lost children up in here. All right? Because Cain didn't always do the right thing. All right? There's somebody in here, their children are prodigals. And they praying for them prodigals to come home. Amen. Eve know what you're going through. Eve understands that. All right? And keep praying. Mama, amen. God's going to work things out. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. Let's look at our last point. I'm going to get you out of here. We're going to talk about Eve's triumph. Eve's triumph. Amen. Hallelujah. Bible say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning light. Amen. And in Genesis 4:25, Eve lost Cain, and she lost Abel. Amen. And in 4:25, it's got to be more. The Bible says, and Adam knew his wife again. And she bare a son and called his name Seth. Amen. That name Seth means compensation. Means payback. Amen. And for those that don't know, amen, the sorrow you go through, God is always going to pay you back double for your trouble. Amen. All the tears. If you just get with him and stick with him, all the tears, God's going to give you double for that. He's going to compensate you for that. All right? Because Eve is going through. Amen. But God blessed her with Seth, with compensation. And the Bible says, hallelujah, for Elohim, the Lord God, God said, Elohim said she had appointed me another seed instead of Abel. He compensated me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And in verse 26, and to Seth, and to him also there was born a son. And he was called Enoch, or Enos. Amen. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. All right. So Eve and Adam had another son to compensate for what Lucifer did in that garden. And when they had Seth, things began to change in the earth. Amen. See, to me, amen, Eve might have messed up on her first two kids. She didn't raise them as best she could. Anybody hear me up in here? And it might be a mama in here that's like that. Amen. Your first few children, amen, you didn't do the best job on. In fact, you wasn't all the way right when you had them babies. Anybody hear me up in here? You were kind of still in the world, to be honest with you. You leaving them home and going to the club. Amen. And so things didn't turn out right. Amen. But how many people know we serve a God of a second chance? Amen? A second chance. Amen? And God will always bring things around, amen, so that you can, since you know better, you could do better. All right? We got some mamas in here. You blew it your first time around. Amen? But it ain't over till God says it's over. He's giving you another chance. Well, Pastor, what you mean? Well, for some of y'all in here, you're going to have some more children. Amen? Some say, oh, no, Pat. Oh, no, I'm done with that. Amen? I understand. I'm going to get to y'all later. Amen? But some of y'all, amen, y'all going to have some more children. And you see, to me, when Eve got Seth, amen, she corrected everything that she was doing wrong with Abel and Cain. You understand what I'm saying? She said, now, this is my compensation. I might have blew it on these first two, but this one right here, I'm going to make sure I do this one right. And we could see it. We could see it because after Seth come Enos, and the Bible said, then men began to what? Call upon the name of the Lord. She didn't raise him like she raised Cain. She didn't raise him like she raised Abel. She did a better job. I want to call forth some Eves up in here. All right? You might have messed up on one or two of them, but you got another chance to raise them right in this house this morning. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, do a little bit better. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You know better now. All right? Now, there's some, amen, the flower of your youth has passed. And there will be no more children coming from thy womb. Unless miracles like Abraham and Sarah begin to happen. And let me tell you, God is able. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hey God. But if God sovereignly decides not to give you more, there's still another chance for you. You might not have did right on the children, but after the children come, the grandchildren. Woo! And let me tell you, grandma can influence children. Woo! Just as strong as mama can. You see, you might not have been a perfect mama, but you could be a good grandma. And when them children that you raised wilding out, when them children you raised and didn't do as good a job as you should have, when them children leaving and appear to be raising your grandchildren the same way you raised them, you could step in and say, listen, you could go where you want to go, but bring me them grandchildren. Bring me my grandchildren. Because I might have missed it on you, but I'm going to catch it on them. And grandma, when you get your hands on them grandchildren, what you need to do with them grandchildren is, number one, you begin to bring them grandchildren to the house of the Lord. You bring them to church. You begin to lay hands and pray on them grandchildren. You begin to read them grandchildren the Bible. And grandma said, well, I don't know the Bible that well. Don't worry about what you know. The word of God shall not go out void. It shall always accomplish its purpose. Open that Bible and read that Bible over them children. He's giving you another shot, but you could be missing it right now. You're weeping and crying over them children, but you're missing the grandchildren. You're weeping and crying over the son, the elder son that you lost, but you got a younger son still there that you can influence. Don't forsake the living for the dead. I understand that you're grieving, and you're going to grieve. Amen. But know that you still have another shot. Are you with me here this morning? There's nothing like a praying mama. There's nothing like a praying grandmother. One of the mightiest men of God, amen, in our Bible was a man of God by the name of Timothy. He was Paul's right-hand man. He was a pastor, amen. And the Bible says, amen, hallelujah, I'm going to have to turn to it. In 2 Timothy 1 and 5, the Bible talks about Timothy and what he got his spiritual connection to the Lord from. And in 2 Timothy, amen, 1 and 5, Paul begins to talk about Timothy. And he knew Timothy was going to be all right. He knew Timothy was going to be all right because he was looking beyond Timothy. He was looking at Timothy's mama and Timothy's grandmother. All right? All right? You see, when something is legacy, it becomes easier to continue in it. Oh, God, you don't understand what I'm saying. Me and my little wife was just talking about Steph Curry, amen? And we were just talking about, I said, yeah, he could shoot, baby, you know what I'm saying? I said, yeah. I said, but you got to understand. I said, his daddy played that ball. You see, once you watch your mama and your daddy do something, when it's time for you to do it, it become a little easier for you to do it because it's all you know. When you train up a child in the way that they should go, when they get old, they won't depart from it. Them children got to see somebody serve the Lord. When they see them serve the Lord, when it's time for them to serve the Lord, it's going to be easier because it's legacy. Oh, God have mercy. It won't be strange on Sundays to wake up and come to church because I watch mama come to church. I watch grandma come to church. I watch granddaddy come to church. Hey! It's legacy. You might have blew it in your past, but you can make up for it. With legacy is what I'm saying. The Bible says when Paul looks at Timothy, he says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, the pure faith, the unmixed faith. When I call to remembrance of your faith, Timothy, but it wasn't in you. It dwelt first in thy grandmother. Oh, my God. How many grandmothers we got in here? Your faith can be passed down to them grandbabies. Are you listening to me? You can save that generation. If the grandmamas will get back active, you can save their generations. I often wonder, I say, where the grandmas at? I say, where the grandmas at? You see, back in the day, I remember going to grandma's house. Anybody hear me up in here? All right. These days, grandma out there with the kid. Grandma out there in the club too. She. Hold on, Grandma. When I was a child, I did as a child. Where the grandmothers at? See, them grandmas still young. See, they think they're still young. But if you're still young, don't use your youth as an occasion of sin. Use that youth and that strength to raise up a generation of men and women of God. Where my grandmother's at? Come on, Grandma, stand up. Where my grandmother's at? Where my grandmother's at? Where my grandmother's at? Woo! Grandmothers, listen. That grandmother, Lois, raised up one of the mightiest pastors in the Bible. Timothy, there's a Timothy in your family. There's a Timothy in your family, grandmother. You need to find him or her. You need to give them that scripture. You need to pray over them. You need to pray for them at night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grandma, this is your season. All right? Well, Pastor, I don't call myself grandmother. I call myself Mimi. I understand, Mimi. nanny, and all the other new terms y'all have. You call yourself whatever you want. But what I'm saying is, it's time to get back to the work. Come on, give God some glory. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Woo! Because listen, my grandmother, my mom, oh Lord. Ooh, my mom was some elbow. Woo! My mom will pray heaven in you, but not that. Y'all know what I'm saying. Woo! So if you're wondering why my mama a little twisted throat, I mean, she got it from her mama. You understand what I'm saying? And I got it from her. All right, let's go back to her. But not only grandmothers. We got some mamas in here like Eve who still have a shot. Because the faith was not only in Lois, and it was in thy mother Eunice. All right, we got some people from Eunice today. Amisha. You from Eunice, huh, Amisha? What's that for? Somebody else? Look at Eunice in the house. Hallelujah. See, y'all never knew y'all city was in the Bible. Y'all city was named after a godly mother. A woman of God, so godly, she raised up a Timothy. There's a Timothy in your home, woman of God. There's a Timothy. No, you might never be the preacher. You might never be the pastor. But there's a Timothy sitting at your table, eating with you every night. You got to do what you can to bring him to church. Put that Bible on him. Like my mama did, made sure I was in Bible study. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a Timothy in your midst. There's a Timothy in your midst. You got to raise him for the Lord. You got to raise him for the Lord. But Pastor, I messed up on my first 9. I understand. But number 10 going to be the one. Number 10 going to be the one. Number 10, Maisha, going to be the one. Miss Karen said, no, Pastor. Come on, Miss Karen. Ow! Should I tell the whole church? Okay, listen, let's keep going. So, listen to me. Hallelujah! Y'all Pastor Chris, isn't he? Yeah, I know. So listen, man. You have to, this Mother's Day, amen. Look at your mamas a little bit different. You have to, this Mother's Day, understand your power of influence. That you could raise up many mighty men and women of God, amen, and remember, it's not how you start, it's how you finish that counts. Amen. Hallelujah. Grab the children that you have left. Grab them grandchildren and raise them up for the Most High God. Come on, give God some glory in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you say, Pastor, well, how did Eve end up, huh? Eve ended up just fine. I'm going to tell you, you see, because if you don't do trial and struggle right, amen, you could miss the future plans that God had for you. So Eve lost one son to murder, lost another one to exile, which we would say is tantamount to incarceration. Eve could have said, I'm done with children. I just don't do children good. I'm done with them. I don't even want to watch my grandkids because I might mess them up too. But Eve didn't think like that. She didn't go into depression. She didn't go into suicide. She said, I know I serve a God of a second chance, so I'm going to allow him to give me beauty for my ashes. To turn my mourning into dancing. And so Eve gave it another shot and had Seth and Enos. And men began to call upon the name of the Lord. And the long story short of it is by the time we get to the New Testament and our Messiah, Yahshua, Jesus is born, guess whose name is in the lineage of Yahshua Jesus? When you go back to Luke 3, when you're off time, amen, when they're talking about the lineage of Jesus, they're going all the way back up and they say, who was the son of Seth? Who was the son of Adam? See, if Eve would have gave up, she never would have had Seth. And if Seth wouldn't have been born, there never would have been a Jesus. It was through that faith and hope that God could redeem our mistakes that Eve kept pressing. And because of that, a Savior was born. And the prophecy, Harvey, given to Eve in that garden, that your seed, Eve, would one day crush that serpent that tricked you and beguiled you, came to pass because Eve didn't quit. Come on, give God some glory in this house. Hallelujah! And mamas, this Mother's Day, amen, there's no better thing that you can do. Amen. To honor God and honor our first mother, Eve, that to give your heart, your soul to Eve's offspring, our Savior, Yahshua. You want to do your family some good, woman of God? You want to change the course of your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren? Surrender to Jesus this morning. Not for play, but for real. You sit there in that house and say, what could I do when they out there selling drugs? What could I do when they in the back of that cop car? What could I do, hey God, when they getting arrested back and forth? What could I do? I tell you what you could do. You can call on Jesus this morning. And if you call on Jesus, everything changes, woman of God. Everything changes. We're going to have an altar call this morning. And when you come to this altar, you're going to admit you made some mistakes like Eve. But you're going to believe. You're going to believe in a Savior. You're going to believe that he died on the cross, buried in the grave, and rose from the dead. And God's going to save you and save your whole household. You're going to confess him by coming up here and praying. So here we go. Ushers, if you can open up these gates this morning, the women of God and even some men of God in here want to make sure that they've closed the deal with Jesus so they can raise up some Timothys in our day. Ushers, open up the gates. The altar is open for anybody who would like to be saved or make sure they're saved. For anybody who wants God to help them raise them grandchildren, raise up the children that they have left in their home. If anybody want a second chance from God, amen, to do things better, hey God, this altar is open for you. If anybody's been hard on mama, bitter against mama, come to the altar. If you've despised your mama, come to the altar. I know she did wrong, but God can forgive you. Surely you can forgive her. Come to the altar. 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 Here we go. We're going to pray. In my spirit, when we leave here, be sure to give your mama some sugar. Say, mama, that's from pastor. Give your mama some sugar. Somebody say, God, I admit I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. But I'm sorry. I know you still love me. I just need a little help. I believe in you, Lord. That you died for my sins. That you were buried. And on the third day, you rose from the grave. Lord, save me. A sinner. And use me for my children and my children's children. Use me, Lord. Help me to raise them the right way. I made some mistakes, God. But give me another chance. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Come on, give God some glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to get out your way. Like I say, give mom some sugar. I say, Pastor say. Pastor say. Pastor say. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day. Where would the world be without the mamas? Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Oh, Happy Mother's Day. Bless, bless, bless. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You're a blessing. You're a blessing. Happy Mother's Day. Gotta be more, Cam.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day. In the future or right now? Happy Mother's Day. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. Push through to you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance. Happy Mother's Day. Upon you and bless you. Chantel told you.
Mm-hmm.
I want y'all to come with us eat. She told you?
Oh, yeah, where?
By Cornell. Chantel told y'all.